More than 2,600 people have signed on to a Facebook group in recent days to oppose an open burn of millions of pounds of M6 propellant deserted at Camp Minden by a bankrupt munitions recycler. The group wants to stop the open burn that the EPA plans to carry out over a number of months in Webster Parish. Democratic State Representative Gene Reynolds of Minden is heartened by the social media surge. He told Red River Radio late yesterday, "It's refreshing to see an outpouring of concern over the Environmental Protection Agency plan." He's asked the EPA to postpone the burn.
Because the last thing we will do is make a hasty decision that may be harmful to our constituents. You know, that's the last thing we want to do. And we want to be fair. We want to, you know, make sure. I think maybe the state of Louisiana is afraid that the federals are going to pull the money and we'll have to pay for it. You know, that may be the case. I don't know. But we shouldn't be worried about money right now. We should be worried about, you know, the health and welfare of our people here.
Francis Kelly of Louisiana Progress Action says hundreds of North Louisianans have signed a new petition urging lawmakers to intervene and calling for a stop to the EPA's disposal plan for the 15 million pounds of abandoned chemical weapons.
There are real risks to human health that are posed by this open burn method, and there are real alternatives that are not only safe but can be done quickly, that the EPA needs to choose one of those instead.
Kelly says concerned citizens will meet tomorrow morning at 10 at the Shreve Memorial Library Broadmoor branch to discuss grassroots efforts. Reynolds says he'll hold a private meeting Tuesday with the EPA, a local scientist, and representatives from the state's congressional delegation. An explosion in 2012 in one of the bunkers created a 7,000-foot mushroom cloud. M6 is used as an explosive propellant for launching artillery shells.